is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove it my right song.
So after Angela Merkel was dealt a stunning blow in the German elections, catapulting the right-wing AfD to become basically the primary opposition force in Germany, partly as a result of the disastrous policy of allowing millions of Muslim migrants to flood into the country, which Merkel herself admitted was a huge mistake, after case of mass molestations, rape and sexual assault, after skyrocketing migrant crime figures, after numerous attempted and completed terrorist attacks, Germany must finally be taking strong action to halt the spread of Islamism within its culture, right?
Allah. Sag das mal. Allah.
Allah.
Oh.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, weil ich jetzt Muslima bin.
What you just watched was a clip from a German public television soap opera where a mother converts to Islam in front of her son. Companies putting hijabi women in their ads is one thing, but a soap star literally telling her son that all children are Muslims takes it to another level. Here's another clip from German television depicting the normalization of the hijab.
Enjoy difference, start tolerance.
Another documentary broadcast on German public TV favorably presented a relationship between a 16-year-old German girl and an adult Syrian man. The Muslim migrant tells his girlfriend to dress modestly and consider converting to Islam. Meanwhile, public television is also set to broadcast a movie that depicts a family having to flee a collapsing Germany and seek refuge in Africa to escape a right-wing extremist government that persecutes Muslims. Following an Islamic terror attack by a Syrian migrant, Germany's Tele 5 changed its logo to include an Islamic crescent. Germany's top public broadcaster ZDF admits that it censors information about rapes if they're committed by Muslim migrants. Germans are being told to learn Arabic, to not fly the German flag because it might offend migrants. German scientists have even proposed mass drugging the population with oxytocin, a drug that increases feelings of trust, so they feel more accepting of migrants. What we're witnessing in Germany is nothing less than the mass indoctrination of the population. This is a huge re-education program aimed at normalizing Islam. Germans are being trained that they need to assimilate to Islamic mores and cultural norms, not the other way around. This is why women are being told to travel in groups. This is why gender-segregated safe zones are being set up in major cities for major events. This is submission. This is total capitulation. The only pushback has been increased support for AfD and stunts like this one, where a group plastered "It's okay to be German" signs across major cities. Maybe more Germans would feel free to speak out if they weren't being arrested for offensive social media posts. This is happening all across the entire continent of Europe. And the reason is quite simple. When a society loses faith in its culture, loses faith in its heritage, more aggressive doctrines, belief systems, and cultures will rush in to fill the void. What's the end goal? The replacement of the population. Oh, don't take my word for it. Listen to the far-left politicians who proudly announce that very agenda.
Unsere Gesellschaft wird sich ändern. Unsere Stadt wird sich radikal verändern. Ich bin der Auffassung, dass wir in 20, 30 Jahren gar keine ethnischen Mehrheiten mehr haben in unserer Stadt. Das ist das, was wir haben werden in der Zukunft. Und ich sage Ihnen noch ganz deutlich, gerade hier in Richtung rechts, das ist gut so.
I'm for limited, skilled immigration. And I want Germany to remain Germany. Multiculturalism isn't about diversity. It's about power. It's about leftist political parties importing future generations of voters at the cost of the identity and security of their own country. If Germany was importing millions of Australians or Japanese, it wouldn't be anywhere near as big a problem. But you can't import millions of people who can't speak the language, or in many cases illiterate, and immediately go on welfare. People who follow a belief system that treats women as second-class citizens. People who are more prone to violent criminal behaviour. Without that, changing the fundamental nature of society. Is it any wonder Germany has now followed France in having its own migrant no-go zones? Is it any wonder that migrants were responsible for a 92% increase in reported violent crimes in Germany? Is it any wonder that German cities with the highest population of migrants also have the highest crime rates? Is it any wonder that female genital mutilation cases in Germany are soaring? Is it any wonder that honor killings are on the rise? Is it any wonder historic Christian churches are being demolished as mosques and Islamic centers multiply across the country? Is it any wonder terrorism cases in Germany have increased by more than 900% in 5 years? To the point where children's playgrounds have to be guarded by armed police? And what solution has Germany's grand coalition government offered to address all this? They're going to continue letting in 200,000 mostly Muslim migrants a year. Every year, while mass brainwashing the German public that German culture no longer exists and that the Islamization of their society is natural, normal, and shouldn't be resisted. When the Stasi inflicted a reign of psychological terror on the German people, they achieved it via a combination of relentless propaganda and threats of arrest and internment for anyone who dared speak out. 28 years after the fall of the Stasi, many Germans are now asking, has that much really changed?
Αυτά είναι τα χάλια της χώρας που ελέγχει και κυβερνά τη χώρα μας, της χώρας που διαλύει πολιτιστικά, εθνολογικά, οικονομικά και πολιτικά όλες τις χώρες της Ευρώπης. Μην αμφιβάλλετε ότι θέλει να μας επιβάλλει και αυτά που είδατε. Και αν δεν πιέζει τους εδώ διεκπεραιωτές ακόμα, είναι γιατί έχει άλλες προτεραιότητες λαϊλασίας και της ιστορίας και του πλούτου μας. Δείτε τα προτινόμενα στο endscreen, όσοι δεν τα έχετε δει, θα σας δώσουν πληρέστερη εικόνα. Δεν φτάνει το ξεπούλημα της Μακεδονίας μας, θα μας έρθουν και αυτά αν το επιτρέψουμε. Το οφείλουμε στην Ελλάδα, στα παιδιά μας, στην ίδια μας τη ζωή, να πούμε αποφασιστικά ένα απόλυτο και αδιαπραγμάτευτο όχι. Αυτά από μένα. My power is turning down, so you...